Then the war broke out, Paki, and tell me your memories of when the war broke out. Were you recruited or?
Well, I wasn't recruited, really. I went to join up for the Navy because something about it, I fancied the Navy. I don't know why, but I suppose I was young and foolish. And that was in 1940. And was turned down, of course, because I had tuberculosis. Now, that was the first I knew that I had tuberculosis, but they found it anyway. And that meant that I was no good in the actual services. So they gave me a job anyway as an internal security. So I was at that during the war. And that was a rather strange kind of an occupation because would go into a pub and just dodge around with maybe one half pint of beer, was all I could afford, and listen to people talking. And if they were talking anything against the British, I would have to report that to the police. I was working for the police. We called ourselves insects because that's what we were, internal security, so we were insects. It's the kind of a thing that you would kind of, on those days, you didn't talk about it, what we were. Some were calling us spies, and others were saying we should have been chased out of the country and all. But it was worse on the like of me because if I spoke to someone, they knew I was Irish. I had the Irish accent, and they wouldn't take too kindly, maybe, to that. I had narrow escapes, of course, but I always got out of it some way.
But yeah, you had no choice in the matter, Paddy.
No, I had no choice in the matter. No.
No.
Well,
You were given that job because you didn't get into the Navy and
that's right.
yeah.
And they were also looking for very well-educated people to work in offices and in army billets and all this, but I wasn't well enough educated for that. Like living in Corcoramore, and the nearest school was 3 miles away. I didn't get a lot of education, and anyway, I had to pack up school at 13 to work on the land.
Did you?
But now, to tell the truth, the police were very, very good to us. You know, they never hassled us about anything. If you didn't fancy going somewhere, well, you just said you didn't fancy that, and right, you go somewhere else, and they would send somebody to the place that you were supposed to go. And I had worked all right. Like, we got our way paid, and we got some food money, and we got a place to live, but we got no wages. No, we still had no money, in spite of being in England.